We're gonna play on and stand strong with Drolo and Dibs. Turn the game on. Bump up the volume. It's time to play ball. Drolo and Dibs. Turn the game on.
We're not gonna open this bad boy with a bunch of Kyle Lowry makes.
No, no, no. We're going to address the elephant in the room. Are you still alive?
Hey, I know.
Froggy. Are you going to make it, Froggy?
Little rascals. That's so froggy over there. Hey, Froggy.
It is froggy, isn't it?
Yes.
Look at you with the little rascals pull.
You got it.
And you came at me about 3 months ago when I dared to mention Buckwheat and Stymie, and now you're calling the white guy Froggy?
Wow.
Yeah. You know what? I hate to do it, Lo. No, no.
It's not even 6:01 yet. You can't throw the flag.
And he's
profiling
racially.
It's a good no call.
No, he was trying to do, Buckwheat. You
know, what am I, alfalfa over here?
Buckwheat, you know what? Come on. You sound like Froggy. That wasn't beautiful.
I do.
It's a great call.
That's a great pull.
I was just trying to bring it full circle to a previous Buckwheat reference and Stymie.
All right, let's get things rolling here. 95-7 the game.
Let's
get right into Warriors-Raptors. I'm Jim Cosimore, in for Joe Fortenbaugh. Dan Dibley's here, so is Lorenzo Neal. Anna Kakarakis is going to be giving you updates
sound like Rambo
throughout the day.
With a broken hip.
I know.
It's like listening to a record. You remember those records just like scratching, or they're playing really slow?
Yes, or backwards.
Backward. I mean...
I know.
Take a playoff cut.
I know, but I'm a gamer.
If you backmask Jim Cosimore, it's just Sacramento Kings memories. It's crazy. Yeah. If you play the show backwards. Well, you don't Vlade Divac?
Exactly.
How about Page this? Instapoll, if you can get this up. More responsible for the loss last night for the Warriors. Draymond Green's childish display 4 minutes in by getting a technical foul and embarrassing a ref, or the fact that the Warriors were at the Childish Gambino concert the night before, getting all crunk up in this hizzy. What was more responsible for the loss?
One more time.
Draymond's childish behavior or the appearance at Childish Gambino? It's childish v. Childish. It's a head-to-head childish matchup here.
Getting all crunk up in this hizzy.
Stan Crunk.
Wow.
Crunky.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, Froggy's
trying to throw a little swag there, Dibs.
Not bad, huh?
No, it's pretty good. I liked it. He gave it his best effort.
Thank you. His best effort.
Yeah, he tried to take the charge, but his feet were just inside the restricted area. So, in fact,
that was solid. That was a solid take. Am I right or am I not right?
I don't really know what you mean, but I think you're way out of bounds.
You were not listening to Stiney and JD on the postgame show last night, where one of their callers, alert as he may be, pointed out that a number of Warriors were getting all crunk up in the hizzy
at the
Childish
Gambino
concert the night before.
Oh, the night before.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Wow. I think that it's just a straight boating. You get a team that comes in, a team that is more focused, more energetic, and flat better than you right now. And I think you look at this Golden State Warriors team, Jim, and if it is a case where a number of them were at the Childish Gambino concert and I didn't see a list of players who were, that's not being very buttoned up when you're on the eve of playing the team with the best record in the association as we go around the association.
Do you think the Raptors honestly can compete with the Warriors? Because as I was watching the Warrior game, they're even going into the fourth quarter, and I don't think they played well at all last night, I kept thinking, you know, eventually they're coming back. The Warriors are eventually going to come back. And it just never happened last night. Do you think the Raptors are at the level of the Warriors?
Before I get there, I'll tell you some of the takeaways that I had from the game
last night.
I saw a team that maybe has athletic and the different talents that we understand that they have. Steph Curry, arguably the greatest three-point shooter. Well, he is the greatest three-point shooter the game has ever saw or had. KD, seven-footer that can play every position, that is a seven-foot guy with skills, ball skills, and ball handles that the league haven't seen. Klay Thompson, a knockdown three-point shooter. Draymond, the tenacity that he brings. So just from an athletic scheme, they have the better guys. The willingness last night to engage and really into combat that you were looking for, the heart, the tenacity, the second shot opportunities, the rebounding, the vigor, wasn't there. And you saw a Warrior team that didn't match the intensity. And it's like the turtle and the hare. The turtle was too far ahead, and every time they tried to catch back up, it was just they let them get out too far, and they couldn't hold them off. And Lowry was spectacular. They moved. They rolled in the paint, the pick and roll, and down to the penetrating and let the ball down, a guy cutting, rolling to the basket. No one was there. Ibaka had free lane. They made that game. They mucked it up, and the Warriors didn't do anything to be physical. Even when the big fella got hurt in the first half, you think, okay, this is a chance for the Warriors to come back in this game because the second string center hurts his hand. Draymond comes across a hard foul. They never was in this game, and it was very alarming to see so much talent at home with the game that you know that you need to compete because you wanted to send a message and really not show up.
Draymond, early tech, throw this team off a little bit?
No, I mean...
People roll their eyes and go, not again.
That's like a tunnel shot, Jim. It's really...
He's giving this in the official's face.
I don't approve of it on the, you know, I'm just a couple of weeks away from getting back out on the court myself. So this time of year, I definitely get an increased sensitivity toward the behavior toward the officials. It was a technical that was earned. It's a bad look, but it's Draymond. You take the good with the not so good. I don't think that derailed them at all. You had a team that didn't come out and play with the same intensity. They couldn't knock down open threes. You had Steph with a wide open look in the corner. Tie game, first quarter, great ball movement. He bricked it. You had a case where Klay Thompson's driving to the rim. He can't finish. And Toronto is a team that can't be trifled with. They're a handful on both ends. And you find yourself down. And then at the end of the game, you got crushed. You got boated at home. The disinterested crowd left early. And you're left scratching your head and wondering exactly where do you go from here. I know Steve Kerr had some comments after the game. And again, Steve Kerr shouldering a lot of the blame. Let's listen.
We're now in a place where we're defending a title and defending sort of a mantle, you know, that we've had for several years. And it's a different vibe. It's a different feeling than when you're on the climb, you know, like Toronto is. Like Milwaukee is, like we were a few years ago. It's a different feeling. It's a different vibe. It's harder to get up for each game. And so there are certain nights where you can just feel it. You don't have that energy. And if you've played in the NBA, if you've coached in this league, you understand it. If you followed it closely, and as you have, you understand that. It's not an excuse. It's just reality. So we did not bring the required energy.
This is not the buy or sell portion of the program.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not buying it. This isn't a Tuesday night in February on the road against Orlando. This is home against the best team in the East. Don't tell me this is one of those. It's hard to get up for each and every game. It is hard to get up for each and every game. But it shouldn't have been hard to get up for last night. So don't, that's all. I'm calling fake on Steve Kerr on that. That's a fake take right there. He's got to have his team ready, or they've got to be professional enough to be ready.
I agree with both of those assertions that it's on him to get his team ready, and they should be ready, but they weren't. So, and whether or not it's hard to get up each and every night, I agree with that. But you're right, Jim, that game against that team on that night, it wasn't the second half of a back-to-back. We talked about the schedule.
For Toronto, by the way.
Yeah,
Toronto.
Yeah, they beat the Clippers the night before. They beat the Clippers the night before, and Kawhi Leonard didn't even play, Dibs. So when you look at it,
well, they're 7-1 without Kawhi, so that's not much of an indicator. It's not like Toronto struggles without Kawhi. Is my point, you know?
Yeah. Are they looking to trade Kawhi? Is that your take right now?
No, I'm saying
will they get better by trading
Kawhi? They're saying
Kawhi?
Go ahead and take care of your hip, Kawhi. You know, take as long as you need because 7-1 without Kawhi, including a win over the 2-time defending champion. I think Toronto's more than just a Kawhi Leonard show, is what I'm saying.
It is, and that just goes to show you that when their superstar goes out, and they know they're better with Kawhi, his defensive prowess and all the things that he does, they know they have a better chance of winning an NBA title with Kawhi. But isn't it interesting when their superstar goes out, arguably top 5 player in the NBA, how the rest of the guys, a sense of urgency came over that locker room, how they played with pace, how they were playing on at another level. Did you see the way they were backing Steph down? There's good coaching, and when they skipped the switch, they were penetrating, getting down in the box. No one would come help Steph. Easy layup, taking candy from a baby. You saw that.
Yes.
The post-game, backing Steph down, getting penetration in deep. No one comes over and double. It was interesting just to watch the different dynamics, the coach, and from a coaching perspective, too.
second time, that a team has swept the season series. I heard Steven say this morning.
Yes, Indiana did it last year. And this is not the first time that Steve Kerr in this brief season has come out and said, this is on me. I've got to get better. And I know it's difficult to really criticize a coach who has an 800 winning percentage in the regular season. I totally understand that. And I'm not saying that Steve Kerr must go. I'm not even going down that path. I'm not even at that trailhead. But I'm at the point where you have to look at this situation, Steve Kerr, this team after 2 years, and you have to figure out how can you get them to play better more consistently night in and night out. Because right now you're seeing wild inconsistencies in their play. And to have that effort on that night is it's embarrassing.
Worst loss of the Steve Kerr era? That's the question for you at 95795. You can hit us on the phone line, 888-957-9570. Losing to the Raptors at home, second night of a back-to-back for Toronto. You were sitting at home gearing up and getting ready to play. Secondarily, I think typically, when the Warriors lose a game like this, I'd hate to be the next team to play them. And I still kind of have that feeling. But they got a fun one coming up on Friday. Chance to maybe score 150.
Whoa. Exciting.
No,
they better, because your Sacramento Kings got a .141 last night.
That's what I mean. They get open court. They like to score some points.
I like the over in that game, though.
It's not a bad call.
Yeah.
Let's step aside. We've got more to come. I am Jim Cosimore, in for Joe Fortenbaugh. Dibs is here. Lowe is here. And I'll get you going with the updates. More to come on 95.7 The Game.
The baseball winter meetings are underway. And 95.7 The Game is your home for breaking news.
JP Morosi here on 95.7 The Game. What are you hearing when it comes to the San Francisco Giants?
Yankees, Phillies, Brewers, potentially the Braves. I think that's probably the four teams that I'd watch the most closely there for the Giants on Bumgarner.
For all the MLB breaking news, keep it locked on 95.7 The Game. Joe Lowe and Dibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
It was one of those nights where, you know, you would hope that we'd be more engaged and more energetic playing against this team, but we didn't bring it, and I've got to do a better job preparing them to play and getting them to ready to get after it.
All right, that's Steve Kerr after the game last night. Welcome in, Joe Lowe and Dibs. I am Jim Cosimore in for Joe Fortenbaugh. And a couple of hot takes off the Chilton Autobody text line, 95795. Warriors are always indifferent during the regular season. Even more nonchalant in a regular season meaningful game. All you have to do is see the Houston games last year. You buy that? That regular season really doesn't matter to this team. They know where the prize is. They know when they have to bring the A game.
I think they do, but it's scary and it's tricky. You know, it's kind of, you know, it's a situation that you look at and you see the way that they played last year, and everyone said, let's just get to the playoffs. When the playoffs starts, we have another gear. And Lord behold, they got to that Phoenix, and I mean the Rockets game, and it turned into a dogfight. It took it seven. There's talk that if Chris Paul doesn't get hurt, who wins that series? Rockets had a huge lead in the fourth, couldn't buy a three, but had no guy like a Chris Paul that would penetrate and get other guys involved. Who wins that game? I don't know. So, yeah, you can say that, and we can say that, but what we got to see last year, and yeah, if and ands and buts was cannons and nuts, I understand. We'll all have a Merry Christmas. But if Chris Paul doesn't get hurt, is that a different series? Was that another repeat? And, you know, we don't know that. But what we seen last night and the effort that we got last night, you just can't do that. And you were in a situation where 2 weeks ago, you went on the road and you made it a very, very, it was apparent that Steph and Dre wasn't playing, and the team rose up and battled, had a chance to win that. Now you're full mass and you're here at home and their superstars out, and goes to show you that their bench, their second tier players, they all went out and understood that Kawhi's not playing and they all rallied. Hell, what, only Brown, the only one that didn't score? Everyone on their
roster. It was a team effort.
It was a team effort for the Raptors. Yeah, it was a team effort.
Which is usually what the Warriors are. Here's another off the 415 on the Chilton Autobody text line. Draymond is now officially a problem child. Would you rather keep KD or Draymond? If it takes you more than 2 seconds to say KD, you're a delusional Warriors fan. Now, that's saying it a little bit more harsh, but I did bring up, you're 4 minutes in. I get it. You got your second foul. But there's no need to get childish and do the clap in the face to the ref and get your technical foul.
Childish Drabino is, I believe, he's going to go with from now on.
That's a good one, by the way.
Need for it, but we all want Draymond to play hard and play right on that edge. That's what has been the successful formula for Draymond. So I don't look at that technical foul and think, well, that was it. He derailed the team. He got a T for clapping in the ref's face, and that's why they lost. That's what fuels Draymond. And last night, he didn't play great. None of them played very well across all four quarters. And like Lo was saying, Toronto, with their depth and their balance, you can't take long stretches off, and you can't have stretches where you're cold. Steph didn't shoot it well. Klay is in the biggest slump of his career. KD was able to score, but you didn't have much else.
John in Walnut Creek, 888-957-9570. Let's get to the phones if we can. Let's hit John in Walnut Creek. Hey, John, welcome in. Joe Lo and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was at the game last night, and it was absolutely horrific. And, I mean, if you say that the Warriors, you know, don't take the regular season seriously, guess what? Don't charge me for parking.
Ooh.
Let me in the door for free.
There you go.
And don't charge me $20 for a beer. Because if you ain't going to try, I ain't going to try. But
nice.
I mean, the other thing is they couldn't hit the water if they fell out of a boat last night. And everybody just kind of looked at each other. And I think Kerr needs to start going Earl Weaver. You know, you want to fire this team up? Get tossed. You know, show me that you care. So that's my opinion.
That's an interesting take. I mean, he's never had to do that. Thanks, John. I appreciate that. He's never had to do things like that. At times, we saw him break a clipboard. Get tossed. Show a little emotion. Steve Kerr's got to show a little emotion. It wasn't last night a little bit different of a regular season game?
It should have been.
Right.
But, and you look at their last 14, Jim, the Warriors are 7-7 over the last 14. And you can say, yeah, Draymond was out and Steph was out for a bunch of that. But bottom line, you're a 500 club over the last 14 games, which is almost an entire month. I don't think this team right now is one Kerr ejection away from throwing the switch and playing hard. It's got to come from within. And ultimately, the Warriors are right about the regular season. You can basically sleepwalk through it like we saw last year, 57 wins, I believe, and a 2 seed. And you can throw the switch in April, and you can probably be good enough to get close to the NBA Finals or win it for a third straight time. But to the caller's point, you got fans out there who are lining up to come see you. They're paying big money to come see you, and they deserve better than what they've gotten, certainly last night in particular.
Are the Raptors a real threat from the Eastern Conference, or is this just what happens in the course of 82 games, that the Raptors are the now team, but really we're waiting for Boston and maybe Philadelphia?
No, there's people that I've always been on Toronto. I think that when you look at what they've been able to do, earlier this season started, I said Ibaka's having a hell of a year.
They're my dirty pleasure team, by the way. I love watching Toronto play.
They love watching them play. They are right now the best team in the East, and they're the best team in the association, and they showed that last night. They showed why they are. You watch the way that the team played, the way they go about their business. You got to be like, wow, this team went out there and they played hard. You know, gave it to the Warriors, dominated them. They beat them at their own game. They won every single. You know, they were winning turnover battle, rebound battle, and when you have that, it's hard to win in association.
We've had a couple of texts here. The lack of size inside the paint is the glaring problem with the Warriors. Toronto took full advantage of that. Our team's starting to see that's as close to an Achilles heel as the Warriors had. The Warriors are fantastic. Let's not get around that. All right? They're still the team to beat in the West, aren't they?
Yes.
But is there Achilles heel that they don't have a guy down low? And are we just waiting for Boogie to fill that hole?
Yeah, Achilles heel is rough to say, Jim, because you're relying on the Achilles tendon.
See how I did that?
That was genius. Even playing hurt, you're still able to get those extra yards and move the chains, Jim. That was very impressive. I think for right now, it is their Achilles heel. You mentioned it earlier, or Lowe did, that Valanciunas goes out with the bum hand on the foul from Draymond, yet you bring Greg Monroe in. You don't miss a beat. The second unit of Toronto is, and I predicted this, they were far better than the Warriors' second unit. And ultimately, it's that interior where the big question mark is, because Looney and Bell, they're not getting it done against talented big men like those that Toronto has.
All right, a lot more to come here on Joe Lo and Dibs. Joe Fortenbaugh away this week. He has an addition to the family, wants to spend some really fun family time, and we hope he's enjoying that. I'm Jim Cosimore. Lo, Dibs, Anna, all here, regular show. Love to hear from you. 957-95. That's what we've got on the Chilton Auto Body text line. Or you can give us a ring, 888-957-9570. 735 is going to lead us off. And did you hear what Shaq said about his Lakers teams?
No, I
wouldn't. What they would do against the Dubs. We'll get into that when we continue on Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Today, it's a Warriors 1-2 punch on 95.7 The Game. Two-time champion David West joins the station at 4:15.
Dunked it down! Right-hand slam for David West.
Followed by head coach Steve Kerr at 5.
Kevin, in his heart, loves efficiency. He relishes being perfect.
Today, on the home of the champs, 95.7. The Game.
Guys, are you still looking for that special Christmas gift for your wife or your girlfriend? I know you are, so you need to treat her to the very best this year with the world's softest pajamas from Pajamagram. They're America's PJ experts for over 15 years now. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud. Yes, Cumulus, Sirius, pick your cloud. Also softer than a bunny, even a hare softer than that as well. They're like cashmere, but only better. She will love the way they feel, and you'll love the way they look on her. Best of all, you don't have to wrap it because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Yes, free gift packaging. And delivery by Christmas, by the way, is guaranteed. And they're backed by 100% lifetime guarantee, so you risk nothing. Go to pajamagram.com right now. You need to get these amazing PJs today because normally they sell out before Christmas. What you do is easy. Go to pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com and just tell them Dib sent you.
Castrol Edge presents Ode to Joy. Don't let heat, friction, and viscosity breakdown ruin your engine's perfect harmony. For maximum performance, use Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Castrol Edge, it gets stronger under pressure. And that's the name of that tune. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and a Wix filter for $33.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts now. 3 times stronger against viscosity breakdown based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 Visgrade.
This holiday season, load up on the tech you want with the prices you've been waiting for at Nissan's year-end event. Hurry in for big holiday savings on our entire lineup featuring our most popular models like Altima, J.D. Power's highest-ranked midsize car in initial quality, plus Rogue and the powerful Titan, backed by America's best limited truck warranty. Shop your local Nissan store and choose Nissan.com today.
For a limited time, get a low $199 per month lease on the 2018 Nissan Rogue.
But hurry, this event ends soon. Now the most exciting tech you own is in your driveway.
Joe Lowe and Dibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
You know, here on Joe Lowe and Dibs, we like to give stuff away. 7 o'clock hour is going to be fun. Dibs, you know what we do in the 7 o'clock hour, right?
Yes, we qualify one person for a trip for four to Hawaii, courtesy of our good friends at Alaska Airlines. And today, the final qualifier, Jim, because we're giving away the big grand prize tomorrow. So I believe we have 5 in the hopper, including our good friend Werner from yesterday.
Craig Werner from.
So we have 5. So a 20% chance for everyone qualifying. One more qualifier today, which will put 6 names in the hopper. If you haven't registered yet, well, I'm afraid that's on you because it is too late to register.
We've been telling you for a long time.
That's all we've been talking about, Jim. That and your unbelievably dulcet, husky, sexy tones over there.
I'm going to get to my 800 number after the show.
Seriously. Yeah, more of a 900 number, quite frankly. Obviously, you're not very porn astute.
Is that true?
You usually don't go toll-free on your 800 number.
I like to give it out for free.
Free sexy talks with Jim Cosimore.
Wow. We're getting a lot of this on the Chilton Auto Body text line. We're getting a lot of this stuff. Tell Coz to clear his throat. I can clear my throat all I want.
Yeah, you're
but
just bad.
Who am I right now?
You're Froggy.
Yeah, I am Froggy.
You're definitely Froggy.
Because you're racially profiling
the little
me.
Rascals, you got, I mean, well, they wouldn't hardly say much. So you're definitely Froggy.
And I apologize for that. I'm doing the best I can.
You are. You're hanging in there. We'll just say less, and me and Dibs will take over.
I'm all for that. I have made a career out of saying less and letting other people go. You know, we were using a phrase the other day, disposing of. Is last night a disposing of the Warriors?
There you go. Now, you're talking about
thank you, 415.
Voting because you're talking about the other day. You're like, oh, they got
they should, Warriors got ran. No.
I said they got disposed by the Raptors.
But now, no, this was a definitely disposing of. And it just, it goes to show you that you can make it. It looks bad. And just because you saw the rebounding and everything, 8 rebounds different than what separated. Let's just say if the Warriors evened that out and they had 48 rebounds, they had 40. Just think if they would have got the 8 more. They lost by 8. If you know, lost that rebound by 8. So think if they get those rebounds, 8 more rebounds, and you just get 2. You know, that's 16 points. Just 8 extra rebounds. It just goes to show you how important boards are, too. And this Warrior team, as we know, when they're on, they're a good great 3-point shooting team. So this is a situation, you just take 8 to 10 different rebounds, and if you can make those turnovers into 2s, this is a different ball game as well. So there's a lot of little things that Steve Kerr needs to be looking at with this team. He needs to look at how the Raptors switch certain guys, how they went down into the box and back Steph down and put guys right underneath the basket, and all they had to do was turn around and shoot a layup and shoot over Steph. He's got to see, did his team come and help Steph when they were backing down and trying to get him down in the paint? Did anyone come off and come double and make the guy kick the ball out to try to hit the 3 or make it difficult, rotate around? We didn't see that. There's a lot of fundamentals last night that you didn't see from the Warriors team that would give them a better opportunity to win the game. They have the talent, but if you're going to let Steve, you're going to let Steph get back down in the paint and no one comes over and help, have fun. That's tough to defend.
As bad as they were last night, I kept watching the game, and I was following it because I had another job I was doing, and I kept looking at the score thinking, yep, now's the time they're going to put it in gear. Now's the time they're going to do it. Did you ever have the sense that they were going to make a run? They never made the run, but I always sensed in the back of my mind, here it comes. Here it comes.
Yeah, I was waiting for them to make a shot before they make a run. Honestly, you can't make this Warrior team can't make a run unless they make a shot. And when you have Steph missing open threes in the corner, and he didn't shoot it very well. You've got Klay missing layups and open threes on the wing, and Klay is really struggling this year from three-point range. And you can talk about small sample size because we're more than a quarter of the way through the season now, but right now he's shooting 35% on the year, tied for 91st in the NBA. And thank you to Anthony Slater for putting this together in his 5 observations that he does.
We have Slates on later today.
He's a 42% shooter from deep, Jim, for his career. So Klay is 7 points below his career average, and he shot 224 threes this year. So it's not really a small sample size. You add to the mix, you didn't have Andre Iguodala, and Sean Livingston got hurt. All of a sudden, your thin bench is even thinner against a team that's already deeper than you. Unless you make shots, you're going to be in real trouble against that team.
And that's why I think they're going to go out in free agency or you know, trade deadline. And I think they got to make some things happen, especially for the bench. Not the starters. They look okay. And you do need a more of a presence in the middle. They got pushed around down there last night.
Don't you wait and see what Boogie can do for you once he comes back before you start to think, yeah, at the trade deadline, maybe I got to tinker and add a piece or two. Isn't that the ace in your hole?
It's got to be the ace in the hole. I mean, he's a superstar, but it's a superstar with a big question mark.
It is.
We just don't know. And Dibbs always alluded to the Achilles, and you know it's hard for a big guy to bounce back right away. Sometimes they say it takes 2 years. Hell, ask Richard Sherman. Here's a guy that still played decent this year, but you know took some games off because of that Achilles, and he just hadn't healed right. And he's not near as heavy and as big as his cousin. So it's going to take some time. He's going to be good for you, but is he really going to be able to give you what you need on defense? Is he going to be able to pound and do those things that you want him to do? So it's going to be interesting to see what happens when Boogie Cousins come and you insert him into the offense.
Of the Palo Altos, East is my favorite. Let's go to East Palo Alto. Bring in my guy, 735. Sound good?
I love the EPA, Jim.
I'm a big fan. Big fan. Hey, 735, how'd you see it last night with the Dubs?
Oh, man, that was just complete trash. I mean, you asked if this was one of the worst losses on Steve Kerr era. For me, hands down, regular season is the worst loss, and I'll tell you why. This is coming right off the night. You're going to sit there and run your mouth talking about dynasty, statues, and all this hoopla. Then you're on year 3 of the KD era. And I get it's a miss or make league, and shooter's going to shoot and whatnot. But you got arguably 3 of the top 7, top 10 shooters in your team and you're going to put up an apropos performance like that? Nah, that was just a booty performance, man. And they selling out. I mean, it's, their thing has always been strength in numbers. Well, it ain't strength in numbers anymore. It's strength in five. And on my way out, when you guys play that Richard Sherman clip that represents Tarzan, make sure you play it every time the muscle grilled cheese, a.k.a. Lo Neo, is talking about LaCry James.
Great uptick. Great uptick. He's got no response when you get upticked at 640. Thank you, 735.
735 dusted me on the way out.
Yeah.
That's a little crop duster.
Quick dusting.
Give you a little crop dusting.
A little drive-by dusting.
Drive-by.
Which is tough, too, because by the time you catch wind of it, he's already gone.
He's gone.
You're left holding the bag, so to speak.
What was that smell? Who did that?
Yep.
Gone. He got me on the way out.
I get that at the gym in the morning.
Oh.
A lot of the old fellas crop dusting as they're working their way through.
That's worse when you walk by the row of treadmills.
Yep.
Looking for a treadmill, and you got the 10 treadmills, and 7 of them are used, and you go to squeeze in between. Oh, man. I might as well do the stair climber instead.
And they're heating it up, and they're just heat. And everyone's just, like, nothing's going on. Like
it's a heat check,
like,
love.
Yeah, like they didn't even drop heat. You're like, come on, buddy.
Warriors 23% from three-point land last night, 6 of 26. So, in a make-or-miss league, like 735 said, when you shoot that poorly, you're going to be in trouble. You throw in 19 turnovers as the sprinkle on top, the parsley on top of that baked potato, and you're going to be in real trouble. So I think it's easy to dismiss it as a bad shooting night and you're reckless with the ball, but you really shouldn't be in a situation where that is the effort you give against the best team in the association on really the most hyped regular season game you're going to have until Christmas. And after Christmas, there's the Boogie return game. But after that, Jim, we talked about it yesterday. What other regular season game do you look at that should have that sort of enthusiasm and excitement?
Is it a Boston when you have the Celtics? Is it a 76ers when you play them?
That game last night was more anticipated than the 76ers game.
Dibs is absolutely right.
And maybe the Boston game, which, by the way, you go to Boston January 26th and you host them March 5th. So those games are so far down the horizon.
They are.
But we talked about the upcoming schedule. Sacramento, not a rivalry yet, but it might start to be tomorrow.
Right. We thought 14-0. We thought the Warriors were at the start of a stretch where they could go 14-0 till December 31st.
And you look at some of the games, I mean, Dallas, the Clippers second half of back-to-back, then that Laker game. Those are games that you thought that you could really start to stockpile victories. But now, after last night's inconsistent performance, and you look at 7-7 over the last 14, this team's not as bankable as it once was.
I think, Dibs, if they go back and listen and check the tape, I think you and I both said that that Toronto would come in here and win, not like this. But I was on to think that Toronto would win because the way that they've been playing, I just said, hey, right now they're a better team. And I think a lot of it was fool's gold because the Warriors went on the road and played Toronto and took them to overtime, and you didn't have Steph and Draymond.
Right.
And I simply stated before that game, I said, more pressure's on Toronto tonight because of the fact the Warriors don't have everybody, and you're going to see the Warriors play a lot better, and it's going to be a tough game. And it happened. And this week, yesterday, I told you on the show, Coz, you remember this?
I remember, I was right here.
I said, the Warriors, more pressure's on them because of the fact now they're at full mass. So I said, there's no pressure on Toronto. And Toronto came in last night, no pressure, played upbeat, played harder because of the fact they're like, okay, we don't got Kawhi. And guys stepped up and played better, bigger and better. And you saw the Warriors knew what was at stake last night, and they got punched in the mouth. Let's be real.
All right. Was this the worst loss of the Steve Kerr era? Plus your phone calls at 888-957-9570. Joe Lowe and Dibs, the name of the show. I'm Jim Cozumel in for Joe Fortenbaugh. He's got the week off with his new addition to the beautiful family. Don't go anywhere. More of your calls next on 95.7 The Game.
The NFL playoffs.
One play. 75-yard bomb.
Coming.
Can you believe this?
And you can hear them on 95.7. The Game. Joe Lowe and Dibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
All right, what are we listening to here, Nice Guy Steven?
This is America by Childish Gambino.
That's what I thought. And you were singing what this morning? This is 95.7. And it
didn't
work.
I did it at first and it failed, so I went, this is the game.
That's pretty good.
Still doesn't work.
That's pretty good. You're going to give him some?
I even said that now.
You going to give him some?
Yeah, I'll give him some.
Wow.
Gambino. I'd rather you give me the flag on that one.
Well, I was listening last night.
Stand by my crickets.
To Warriors wrap up.
Yeah.
With my guys Steiny and JD. And okay. It was pointed out by an alert caller that the Dubs were at the Childish Gambino concert the previous night, and that might have led to their slow start.
What did it say, the Dubs? That's one thing. Like Dibs said, give us a list of those guys, because sometimes people just
we don't need to name names.
No.
Actually, we do need to name names.
You do, because it could be, because it might have been four of the backups, or the guys that are on the way into the bench, and,
right.
and you're like, okay.
Might have been the Santa Cruz Dubs.
Exactly. So...
Was it Andre Iguodala who may have strained his hip getting down to such tunes as America? Then that becomes something.
Maybe that led to Sean Livingston's issues.
Was Kevin Durant there recording yet another podcast for Childish Gambino?
By the way, that was a good point. I think Anna brought this up. Yeah, there's been a bad week when it comes to the Warriors, right? This is the week they're puffing their chest out, and then this happens.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. All week we've been hearing everything about statues and then all, the moon
Jersey
landing.
Jersey retirements, moon landing. And by the way, I don't believe what... Did you hear what Steven said this morning? Steph said he didn't believe in the moon landing. Then he said, oh, no, I was just trolling you. No, I don't agree with that.
Oh, my God. It's just...
He does not think that we went on the moon and Under Armour got to him and said, hey.
Guess what? It's laughable that he would have to come out and say, 1,000% I believe that the people land on the moon. Let me tell you something. Guys can just say something and people are like, he's stupid. He believes
I don't think he's stupid. I don't think you're stupid if you have your beliefs.
Listen,
that's fine.
Listen, he knows. That's why he just said 1,000%. It's crazy that he can say something, and it's so many crazy, ignorant people out there that assume that he was really serious.
I think he was serious.
You're funny.
All righty. Let's go to Pablo in South San Francisco. Pablo, welcome in. 95.7 The Game. 888-957-9570. Punch me up a little Pablo love here, and as I like to do, 652, Dibs. 652 here in the morning.
Yes, thank you, Chad. Pablo, what's up, brother?
Hey, how's it going? Good morning, guys.
Good.
I'm in a bit of a panic over here, Pablo. I need you to help me out. I need you to talk me and Froggy off the ledge.
I just want to kind of touch base on Kevin Durant. How everybody's saying that he should have stepped up yesterday. On the contrary, he didn't go for the 50-point game like he did last time, which shows that he, like everybody else in the stadium, was waiting for Steph to make a shot. To make a run, but I digest.
Nice.
P1 right there. P1.
They get, it's just one game that they really messed up on. They're human. Who knows? It was a concert. It was something, but they weren't having it yesterday. And by all means, I think they have that get out of that sort of get out of jail pass because they've been doing great and. Although they haven't been together, they're kind of getting the gears back, and I'm sure they'll be fine in the next upcoming month, especially when DeMarcus comes back. And I think this adversity, getting through this adversity is not only new to them, but it would help them win not only this year, but I'm sure it would help them win next year as well.
Look at that.
Good morning, guys.
Thank you, Pablo.
Well done, Pablo. See, he is not going to turn his back on his beloved Warriors. After a performance like that.
No one's turning their back on the Warriors, Jim, but it's a little bit, to me, disturbing when you have a team that has been struggling and coming off of what Anna was talking about, where you've got a podcast leaked where you're talking about statues and dynasties and three titles in a row, and then you come out and you lay that egg. That, to me, is a little bit disturbing. And you have the head coach come out and taking the blame again, saying, I've got to do a better job of preparing my guys. And I agree with that. You look at the last 14 games, they're 7-7 over that stretch, and you start to see things that could be red flags. I'm not saying that that's it. I'm off the bandwagon. They won't win three in a row because I've said all along that I think they will win this year. But you're seeing signs, whether it's the Draymond KD dispute. Now you've got Steph having to come out and defend his comments about the moon landing, talk of statues. And then you have a Toronto team that's clearly, as Kevin Durant said, they're not on the rise. They're here, as he channeled his inner poltergeist. They're here, Jim.
Would you like to hear from Kevin himself?
I would love to,
James. Let me hear what Kevin Durant had to say. It's a little bit like Dibs' take. Let's see if Kevin agrees with Dibs.
They got veterans over there. I mean, I don't understand me being a young team. They got champions over there, Danny Green, Kawhi Leonard. You got guys that played in big playoff games like Serge Ibaka and Kyle Lowry. Jonas Valanciunas, you got young players. They got a great mix of veterans and young players. They got a new coach, but the leaders of that team have been through some wars, so I wouldn't call them a young team, or I won't say them beating us two times is going to give them extra confidence. They've been balling before that, and they're going to be balling after they beat us. So, I mean, they're not an up-and-coming team. They're here.
That's solid work. It sounds to me, though, like he's disrespecting Pascal Siakam. No reference to Siakam.
Not by name, but he, or OG Anunoby, or I think I said it wrong, but that's what we do. It's on brand for this program. Another young player. But he's right. They do have champions. They do have veterans. They've got a nice mix of younger players.
They have the best names in the NBA.
They have a pretty good all-name team.
They have an all-name team.
Valanciunas,
Ibaka.
They Siakam.
Have so many awesome names.
I appreciate
Siakam.
Right?
I really do appreciate that.
Yeah, there you go.
I think that we give Kevin Durant a lot of grief because he's a superstar, and only superstars usually take that type of stuff. You heard it from Kobe, from Jordan, all the different things surrounding Jordan, Kobe. You look around the association, your staff, the moon, anything that they say, the Kyrie moon, any words they put out there, people hold on to them. One thing about Durant, though, if you listen to him, he was real there. He just said, hey, this team, you look at Denny Green, you look at the I like Denny Green, by the way. This guy can play. He's a veteran. He can shoot down. He can hit the three. He can play in the post.
And he's a knockdown shooter?
Knockdown shooter. And he's right. They are a team that they're not young. They're a veteran team with Ibaka, a lot of guys that have veteran experience, a lot of playoff experience. They got world champions. They got guys that won titles on that team. So this team is they're here. They're not sneaking up on anyone. And KD went out last night and scored 30. I mean, he played. That's not a bad day. That's not a shabby night. So when you look at what he's doing, his body of work, this is a guy, we give him a hard time, but any night he can score 30. It's hard to who is it harder to keep under 30? I mean, if you said name a player in the NBA, if you said give me a couple of players, it'd be him. Of course, it'd be the unibrow. It'd be you know who, King James. But it's hard to keep those guys.
6 o'clock hour King James reference.
Pay the over. He really showed restraint today. I'm proud of you.
But I'm serious. You know what I mean?
That's no, you're right. You look around the rest of the team, and Draymond had 2 points in 24 minutes. Kevon Looney, 4 points in 20. And we mentioned Clay and Steph, who didn't shoot it great. They were combined 2 of 13 from distance. So if you don't have those guys hitting the three ball, it doesn't matter if KD gets you 40 or even 50. Right. You're not beating a good team that has that kind of depth. Plus, minus-wise, across the board, they all were minus. But you look at the bench, and it's Jerebko, minus 21. Livingston was a minus 13, playing only 15 minutes. It was a situation where the first unit wasn't hitting, and by the time you brought the second unit in, you were overwhelmed, and that game was never close.
We got Mark Medina coming on. Funky Cole Medina is going to join us at the top of the hour. Can I get Rosanna in Pittsburgh real quick? Jump to the phones at 888-957-9570. A lot of Warriors fans want to jump in on this thing. Rosanna, what do you pin this on the Warriors, Rosanna?
Well, good morning, first of all.
Good morning.
I believe, you know, we're forgetting for the last 4 or 5 years, these guys have been working or playing consistently, and the lack of rest, how much is that now coming to light? You go to the gym for 5 days, you're exhausted. You're exhausted sitting behind a desk. Now you're talking about physical activity, consistently performing. And I understand this is their profession and they chose this and they work for this, but 4 or 5 years of this type of endurance, when do they rest?
They are playing, you know, there's an interesting point you make there, Rosanna, and thank you very much for the call. Typical NBA season, 82 games. And the Warriors do a good job of getting some rest but playing their guys. But the Warriors don't play 82 games. They're a 100-game team year in and year out. That's what made Michael Jordan so phenomenal. That's what makes LeBron phenomenal. He has gone to the finals. What,
8 years.
Eight years?
Eight in a row.
Probably not going to be nine, but he's in a row.
Probably not. But personally, his body has undertaken so much more stress. That's like playing an extra season or two.
Couple.
When you have that.
But he is an anomaly beyond all anomalies physically. We've never seen a basketball player with his body, and you could look across all the three major sports, and I don't know if you could find physically a more gifted, better trained athlete. So when we talk about the wear and tear of 100 games, he is special beyond all special. And I criticize LeBron for a lot of things.
Wow.
His durability.
Record this, guys. Get this, mark this tape.
But the Warriors are in that same camp, right? They've played 100 games.
Jim, let him finish. Go ahead.
But Jim, and I'm off LeBron now. You ruined it for everyone. If you look at the Warriors, you play Friday in Milwaukee, Saturday and Sunday, you don't play. Monday, you got Minnesota. But then you're off Tuesday. So you look at the last three games are spread over, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 6 days. Three games in 6 days, and you're not asking these guys to play 48 minutes. We talked to Jamal Wilkes, I believe it was yesterday.
We did, Silk.
Three games in three nights in three road cities traveling commercially. So I appreciate Rosanna's thoughts on this, but these guys are not going out there playing 48 minutes a night like Wilt Chamberlain. When he averaged 50 points a game, he averaged 48 minutes a game.
I think it was 48 plus. I think he played the overtimes
also. He played
every
overtime.
Yeah, he played every overtime.
So, I mean, I know that 100 games, five straight years is tough, but let's be honest about the wear and tear here in December.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, KGMZ San Francisco. It is the radio home of the Golden State Warriors, who last night the Warriors lost to the Toronto Raptors. Let's bring in Mark Medina. He's the excellent Warriors beat writer for the Mercury News. He joins us here on 95.7 The Game. Mark, everyone's hair is on fire after the loss last night. I say that somewhat tongue-in-cheek, because it was unexpected, especially when it was announced that Kawhi was not going to play last night. I'm going to start early in the game. Draymond Green, early two fouls, then a technical foul. Does that take a little bit of the air out of the Warrior bubble because he's so important to what this team does?